With the arrival of the new year, many people consider changing something about themselves. Commentator Joel Achenbach says for him, it's no different.
Already I'm failing at my New Year's resolutions. I have so many resolutions, and they're so harsh, so vindictive. My list of resolutions reads like an indictment. Take, for example, resolution number 23, act like a man. It's harder to do than you might think. And there's number 32, get a grip on yourself. I know that sounds vague to you, but I know exactly what it means. That's also true for number 77. Come on, snap out of it. As you know, the typical New Year's resolution is a form of self-mortification. It's a defensive action against one's own bad habits. A classic resolution will include the word stop. But stoppage is a tough standard. Stoppage is absolute. I usually prefer resolutions that use words like reduce, or cut down on, or moderate. In fact, I think I have a weakness for doing everything too moderately, which is why my resolution number 14 is cut down on moderation. The more specific the resolution, the more likely it will be achieved. I like the specificity of number 38, eat fewer chips. That resolution encapsulates a long narrative of overindulgence in chips. In my life, the two seminal moments were the moon landing and the invention of Doritos. Someone told me recently that hydrogenated oils, which are common in chips, can't leave the body once they're consumed. They aren't metabolized or whatever. I've done the math, and by my calculation, my entire body at this point is hydrogenated oil. I'm a chip-based life form. I'm all chip. The resolutions at the top of my list are the hardest to abide. Number 3, think of others, is obviously utopian, and experience tells me that I'll sooner become a professional wide receiver than achieve resolution 4, learn to listen. Number 2, fix all the broken and squeaky things around the house will require that I become an entirely different person, the kind of man who always seems to be carrying a tape measure. I think I will start slowly on that one and simply go buy a tool belt and just see how it looks on me. Resolution 1, learn a language, has been on my list for 25 years. I've decided this year to make things easier, I'm going to try to master English. Surveying my resolutions, I wonder if I'm being too ambitious. Perhaps 1,824 resolutions are just too many. I think I'll add a 1,825th. Don't overpromise.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a writer for the Washington Post and author of the book, It Looks Like a President, Only Smaller.